Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Welcome in. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. Gould Parts, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week. They are your Napa parts provider. They have a machine shop, marine, off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts. Curbside pickup is available. Look them up at Gould Parts online. Thank you, Gould Parts. So what today is going to look like, this first segment, we're going to look at, as we inch nearer and nearer the end of the winter seasons, we're going to kind of look at what wrestling looks like the rest of the way through, what dates really stand out, and we'll also do the same for basketball, look at the postseason calendar and what that means as we approach the playoff season. So in the second segment, we will have Windsor girls basketball coach Karen Nichols. She will join us, and we'll talk about her squad and how they're doing. Playing lots of youngsters on that Windsor girls basketball team. We'll see how that's working out and talk to Coach Nichols. In the third segment, we will have KFK's own Bruce Dick. He will join us in that third segment. We'll talk about his team. We'll talk about Jace King, who is just an amazing player for Coach Dick over there at Fort Collins. Jace King, in the last three games, has scored 40 points in each of those three games. So just a fantastic player over there. And then as it's become a custom, we will have the Preps Rewind Power Rankings in the final segment. Those are the top five teams, boys and girls basketball, that I think have a chance to bring home a state championship. Let's get to it here. Let's look at wrestling and the way the rest of the season is going to look for wrestling. There's still some competition going on. The final day for varsity competition for wrestling is February 3rd. All the regional info, all that stuff needs to be submitted in for February 10th or February 8th. And then all regional wrestling tournaments need to be wrapped up on February 10th. For every regional tournament, four wrestlers per weight class make the state tournament. So it's 16 wrestlers per classification per weight class that make it to the state tournament. The state wrestling brackets will be available Sunday, February 12th after 5 p.m. That's when all those wrestlers will figure out who they're going to have to face in that first round and check out that bracket. State wrestling takes place February 15th through the 17th. That's all done at Ball Arena. All five boys classifications and the one single girls classification. Remember, in wrestling, the boys get five classifications and the girls have one. There's just not enough schools with girls wrestling yet to break them down into school size. So just one classification for girls wrestling. And tickets are available already. I know this is a huge popular event at Ball Arena, state wrestling. It's a great event. All classifications, all the wrestlers there at Ball Arena competing. It's a great, great facility. It's just a great event for Colorado high school athletics. Tickets are available already. You can go on to Ticketmaster.com and purchase those. If you're interested in going to the state wrestling tournament, I would suggest getting those as soon as possible. Make sure you have your ticket. Students and seniors, if you just want to go to one session, so if you just want to go either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, one day, that's $7 for students and seniors. Adults, one-day session tickets are $10. If you just want to buy a pass that goes to all three of the sessions, so every day you get a break on the price. It's only $15 for students and seniors to get the three-session pass, and $25 for the three-session pass for adults. So that's kind of all your... wrestling postseason info. Definitely get on there if you're interested in going to the state wrestling tournament. Get online, Ticketmaster.com, and get your tickets so you know you have them. You know you're going to get in. As we move over to basketball, this will kind of go for boys and girls basketball. The dates may be one day different here or there when they play the games, but it's pretty much going to be the same for boys and girls basketball. The end of the regular season for basketball is February 17th. At that point, on February 18th, the state basketball bracket will be released for 4A, 5A, 6A. Those are the only ones that get released on February 18th. And on February 21st, the first round of the 4A, 5A, 6A brackets will be played out. And on the 24th of February, the 4A, 5A, 6A Sweet 16 will play. Both of those, the higher-seeded team will host those games. So if you are one of the higher seeded teams and you keep winning, you're going to keep hosting in those first couple rounds. As we look at the 1A, 2A, 3A, that's February 24th is when the district tournaments are completed. They will be playing those probably the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th is when they'll wrap those up for 1A, 2A, 3A. And as we move on to February 25th, the 1A, 2A regional brackets will be released, and the 3A state bracket will be released. That's 32 teams for those brackets. February 29th is when the 6A Great 8 will take place. That is at the Coliseum. March 1st, the 5A Great 8, also at the Denver Coliseum, and March 2nd, the 4A Great 8 at the Coliseum. On March 1st and 2nd, the 1A, 2A, 3A regional first rounds will take place. And then on March 3rd, they will release those brackets. They're going to get 1A, 2A, 3A. March 1st and 2nd, they're going to work those down to 8 teams. So 8 teams make it to that final week, which takes place March 7th and 9th, 7th through the 9th, excuse me. The state basketball tournaments all take place March 7th through the 9th. 8 teams will be there for the 1A, 2A, 3A, and they will be broken down to 4 teams at that point for the 4A, 5A, 6A. The 1A boys and girls state basketball tournament is held right here in Greeley. So a team that I've been talking about them a lot this year, Briggsdale Girls, defending champions, they'll be playing right here at UNC on March 7th through the 9th, going for back-to-back state championships, but both 1A and boys and girls at UNC March 7th through the 9th. The 2A boys and girls also up north here, so we have both of these opportunities to go watch these kids compete for state championships. The 2A boys and girls are over at Blue Arena in Loveland, formerly Budweiser Event Center, now Blue Arena. Is where the 2A boys and girls state championship basketball tournament will be held. The 3A boys and girls are at the University of Denver. 4A, 5A, 6A, Great 8, all the way through the championships. All those games are played at the Denver Coliseum. So they start February 29th, March 1st, March 2nd for the Great 8. And then the final four and the championship games for 4A, 5A, 6A all held at the Denver Coliseum. So that's kind of your update as we move towards the end of these winter seasons and we get closer to those spring seasons. It's about a month away until spring practices are going to get started. So that'll be mainly a track, baseball, and girls soccer in the spring. So that's kind of where we're at looking at those. I think we'll grab our first break here and we will have Karen Nichols on the other side. You are listening to Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. I am Mike Danson. We are here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. On the phones, we are going to talk to Windsor girls basketball coach Karen Nichols. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking some time out and joining me today.
Absolutely.
Yep, I appreciate it. Coach, it's... It seems like it's been a little bit of a roller coaster of a season, but after the break, you're 5-2. And what did you guys do through Christmas break that you think has kind of sprungboard you into the success here early in the year?
Well, I mean, I think when people look at our schedule, we played mostly 6A's, and you know, we're very young. We're finally in the first, I would say, rebuilding year. You know, we've started three freshmen at a time. Right now we're starting two freshmen, a sophomore, and two juniors. So playing a really tough schedule, you know, which I don't mind the losses as long as we're going to learn from those. And then we got into conference and we were doing really well. We hit a little roadblock this week, and I think, you know, kind of found out what we're made of, or the areas that we definitely need to work on when we played Meade and Holy Family this week.
And Coach, you kind of bring it up there. One of the things that stood out to me as I was looking at the roster is you do have a very youthful group. And what kind of extra struggles come with a team that's so young?
Everything. No, I love youth, right? Because they eventually grow up, but it's just really the playing inconsistently is the game is so sped up for them, and it doesn't slow down quick enough. And really, it's just really understanding that, you know, it does take a lot more work to play at this level. The grind is real when you're, you know, 6 days a week. Basketball season is the longest season of any sport in Chassa and across the country. So it's a lot. It's a massive adjustment. And I always say kind of every team I think that we've had starts to hit a good spell around early February. We just have some things to clean up to get to that place.
One of the girls that I wanted to make sure we talked about was Raylee Hess. She's having a fantastic season at like 14 points a game, almost 8 rebounds, a couple of steals, a couple assists. Let's talk about Raylee and the type of player that she is.
Oh, Raylee's doing a great job. She's you know, she's playing really well. I think has really come into her game in terms of being able to get to the rim, the catch and shoot game that a lot of college coaches really wanted to make sure she could do for that next level. She's shooting the ball well at the three-point line. You know, and then having that added pressure of leading a young group, which has been really, I think, difficult but also enjoyable for her. She's learning a ton about herself right now, and it's going to serve her really well. I'm excited that she is only a junior. So I think this is really going to catapult her and this team into the future.
Well, and you talk about it there. She's just a junior. And as I look at that roster, I didn't think I saw a senior on that roster. So where is that kind of leadership, the experience where is that coming from?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a senior on the roster. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores and two juniors. And so, you know, I'm excited. I think, you know, between Raylee and Brooklyn Jurecek, our only juniors, they're both learning to lead in different ways right now. You know, and that's a lot of pressure in itself. And then, you know, for myself, just really managing a group of such young kids and trying to keep it positive and know that they're going to make mistakes. And, you know, I think we're really growing and we're learning from it. And, so I'm excited to see how we finish up here. We have a second round of conference starting tomorrow. I need to get some things right here over the next couple of weeks before the regular season ends.
And Coach, you kind of talk about it there. You got a couple of juniors. How are they really handling that added pressure? Like Raylee is trying to be your scorer, but she's having to step into a role of being the team leader also.
Right. It's tough, right? It's a hard balance, and it's probably – I don't think Raylee's definitely, you know, a leader. It's not a role that I think she absolutely loves. She is a great leader, though, and that's what I love about her. But it's also learning about themselves, the right way to lead, how you talk to your teammates. you know, yelling versus, you know, having a conversation and just learning each kid. It's just like coaching, right? As a leader, you got to learn, you know, the personalities of all your teammates, and leadership is not for the faint of heart. And so I think kind of being thrown in the fire this year, I mean, it's going to really, I think, help those two, and especially Rayleigh, you know, because I see her in the future, you know, also being called upon to be a leader at some point in whatever college she chooses.
Yeah. Coach, when I was looking through the stats and stuff like that, you have a bunch of girls that are playing a bunch of different minutes. There's a bunch of girls that are scoring points. We talked about Rayleigh. Which other of these girls would you like to mention?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at, like I said, I think Brooklyn Juracek, I mean, we've got our starting five is playing a boatload of minutes. I wouldn't say our bench is exceptionally deep at all. Right now, Brooklyn's, you know, averaging a little over 7.75 a game. Nola Greenwald, as a freshman, is doing a great job playing about 19 minutes a game, averaging, you know, nine points a game. Gracie Worsley, another freshman, averaging almost 8 points and 5 rebounds. So we're getting contributions from, you know, a lot of kids. We're just like the other day, I mean, we lose to Meade and we lost by 3 and went 12 for 25 from the free throw line. So some of those things are not really coaching. It's just getting in the gym and getting extra shots up at this point to continue to build that confidence.
And Coach, as you guys are 9-7, 5-2 now, you have to be happy with such a youthful team that you guys are 9-7 and 5-2, that you'd, all of this, you know, as a coach, is going to pay off in the future with this group of girls.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and again, I mean, I'm so happy. I always say I feel blessed. I have such an amazing group of young women who give us everything every day. And, you know, I mean, I kind of forgot going into this year. We just flip-flopped the schedule. I mean, so when you look at who we played in Grandview, Monarch, Horizon, Pine Creek, Cherry Creek, Roosevelt, I mean, it's not an easy non-conference that put us in that place. And I would rather be sitting where we were going into conference than being, you know, whatever it is, 7-1 and not having played anybody. I think this is going to – our schedule's serving us well. We've got a couple of very tough teams in our conference, and we get them again. So I hope by the end of the regular season, we're kind of clicking in a different way on all cylinders and get a little more production from everybody.
Yeah, Coach, there's definitely something to be said for a team that, you know, they may only lose one game going into the playoffs, and a team that may lose a few more but be battle-tested.
Yes, absolutely. And we certainly are. I mean, we took some lumps. We played some teams very close, you know, in 1- and 2-point games of high-level 6A programs. You know, we learned some lessons, you know, from some of the top teams in 6A. And all along, I mean, the goal is learning about yourself as a player and about ourselves as a team. And, you know, this is new for Windsor since I've been here, right? I mean, we've just grown each year and didn't really lose a ton until last year. So, I love it. I love the challenge. I love that I do see some great spurts and some a ton of growth from the kids. And I'm excited to see what we can do when it's all on the line in a one-and-done situation after the regular season.
Yeah, Coach, that's an exciting part, having some youth on the team. I really appreciate you joining me today and giving me some time.
And yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yep, and I wish you guys nothing but luck the rest of the season, and we'll maybe catch up as we get closer to the playoffs.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. That is Windsor head girls basketball coach Karen Nichols, and as you heard us talking about there, she's running a team out there that is two juniors and then a bunch of sophomores and freshmen getting lots of minutes for that Windsor team. So a little bit of a rebuilding season, but still 9-7, 5-2 at this point, and see how they can get through the rest of their league schedule. On the other side, we are going to have Coach Bruce Dick. He's going to join us. We will chat with him about his stud player and how his team is going. You're listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton, 970-454-3355. Open 7 days a week, your Napa parts provider. Now on the other end of this line, we're going to get to head basketball coach of Fort Collins and KFKA's own Bruce Dick. Coach, how are you doing?
Hey, it's good. It's Saturday and doing great.
Yeah, Coach, I appreciate the time. You're on the other end of these interviews today. A little bit different for you.
It is, you know, but always excited to talk high school sports. Well, any sports. But, of course, high school is our specialty on coach speak. And being a coach, just love talking high school hoops. Baseball, football, it doesn't matter.
Yep. I enjoy it too, Coach. First thing first, and I know it's been out there for a while, but I do want to talk to you about the Hall of Fame induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Hall of Fame. How did you find out about that? How did they let you know that's going down?
Well, it's actually a phone call, and I was actually just finished a training session and had a phone call from Bob Markham, who heads up the committee of the High School Coaches Hall of Fame. And he chatted for a little bit and then said, it's a fun day for me because I get to tell people that they've been going to be inducted into the High School Coaches Hall of Fame. And it was a very emotional moment. I got to be honest with you, I was taken back a little bit. And but that's how I found out, via phone call.
And Coach, as someone, you've devoted a good chunk of your life to coaching high school athletics. What does it really mean to you? Like the amount of kids that you've been able to influence, it's amazing to me.
Well, it's, you know, it's been my passion, and it's, you know, I can't believe how, you know, time always was told to us goes fast when we were younger, and you kind of just blow it off, you know, and time goes fast. It certainly does. And it's just been, you know, I've been so blessed to be put in some situations, and, you know, I truly believe it's God's plan. You can always connect the dots going backwards easier on career and what happens during a career and next moves and things like that. But it's just been an incredible journey.
Coach, you do the high school stuff and you do camps, and Friday you were out helping at a unified camp. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I certainly can. There were 12 schools represented with their unified basketball teams. Angie Miller, who works with Fellowship of Christian Athletes and does so many different things for, you know, high schools and the unified teams. She had called me and said, hey, would you be interested? And I didn't have to think about it. Absolutely. So we put the clinic on yesterday, for 12 different schools, and it turned out tremendous. We had kids helping from various high schools. You know, a shout out to my guys at Fort Collins, had some varsity players. Shout out to Timnath, they've sent some players. Shout out to Fossil Ridge, they sent some players. And it was just a lot of fun seeing all the kids with smiles on their faces, enjoying, you know, basketball skills, whether it was shooting, dribbling, just working together. And it was a delight.
That's just fantastic stuff. We're talking with head basketball coach at Fort Collins, Bruce Dick. Coach, you've been at this for a while, and you know that I was a former basketball official.
Absolutely.
I just wonder, when you're sitting there before the game and you see the officials for your game walk in, do you already know what kind of a game you're going to have that night?
No, I don't. You know, you can anticipate, but every night is different. Every game is different, just like every practice. You can anticipate from, you know, having guys previous times, you know, what they may look for, or, you know, what their comfort zone is and making calls and things like that. But every night is totally different.
And Coach, 7-5 now. You've won three in a row, and in those three, excuse me, you guys have scored 90, 92, and 86. Obviously, Jace King has gone off the last few nights, but what else is just going great for you offensively?
Yeah, it's been better ball movement. There's just not any question. We've moved the ball better. We've gotten other guys to step up and, you know, obviously helps making shots, but we've been making more shots because we've been creating easier shots. And that's been the difference. And it's funny because basketball is such a great team-oriented game, and we have a tremendous player in Jace King. I mean, he's Adams State-bound. He's phenomenal. The more we move, the better shots he gets as well. And he's been consistently knocking a lot down lately.
Well, and the thing that really stood out to me as I was looking at stuff is he scored, I believe, 40 the last three games. But I also think that he shot over 60% in those three games also.
Yeah, and that's just a tribute to him on his selection, you know, how good a shot he's taken. And he tends to get to the line a lot. He's a career-wise, he's a mid-80s free throw shooter. He broke our record last year, shooting 92% in one season. So when he creates, gets to the basket, and draws some fouls, that helps as well.
One of the other guys that kind of stood out to me as I was looking at stuff is Jackson Folkstad. He's doing a great job on the glass for you.
You know, Jackson has been a tremendous kid for our varsity team this year. Didn't play much varsity last year. I mean, we lost the five seniors who were main contributors, and so his role was limited, played mostly JVs last year. He has just stepped it up, especially lately. Really great kid, great leader, great student, and tenacious. He doesn't know how to go 95%. He's a 100% guy 100% of the time.
Coach, any of these other players that you want to give a shout out to, go ahead and do that.
Absolutely. DeMarco Sanchez Ferguson doesn't score a lot. He's kind of our glue guy. I mean, he just makes plays. The other night he had 10 assists. Yeah, 10. Double figures, 10 assists, plays good D. I mean, he's the consummate teammate. Couple juniors, too, that have been contributing highly, and that's Marcus Burkett, who's just kind of growing into his own now, shooting the ball really well. His abilities just keep increasing. Marcel Herrera has done a great job for us. Another junior, Madden McCollum, another guy that, you know, you love sometimes to put guys on the floor that, you know, they don't care if they score or not. They just want to contribute to the team, but they can score. And, you know, his defense prowess has been really good for us lately. And then all of a sudden you look up, he's making a big play, you know, offensively as well. So that's been their mainstay of guys.
Coach, Jace King, where does he kind of rank in players that you've been able to coach? Is he in that, like, top five range, or where is he at?
You know, it's hard to go generation to generation,
yeah.
But he's certainly physically, and he's starting to mature so nicely. You know, he's a senior, but age-wise, he should be a junior. You know, so you see that maturity level starting to increase now that, you know, he's a senior. Great. There is no one that I've ever coached that works harder. I'll put that out. And I've had a lot of guys, but it's not untypical for him to get up and work out at 5:30 in the mornings. We've spent many 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m. In the gym before nobody's there. And he's always wanting to put up shots. I will try to get him to take a day off, and I know he doesn't.
Yeah,
I just know that. He's out somewhere finding a gym, going to the rec centers when we can't meet or when we can't practice. But that's what's made him so good, along with his ability.
Well, and you have to have you have to love having somebody like that in your program, that all these younger kids can watch the way he handles his business, and they go, man, if I want to get to that next level, that's what I have to do also.
Exactly. It's not an accident. His hard work has just, you know, propelled him to the next level. And people are going to look back on his senior year once it's done and say, we missed out on this kid. He's been under-recruited. A great find for Adam State. He's going to go in there and, I think, play immediately. And he's just meant so much to Fort Collins basketball. You know, he broke the free throw record last year, percentage one season. He broke the number of 3 points made this year. He's already become our all-time leading scorer at Fort Collins High School, and we still have 11 regular season games to go, and if we can take care of a little business, who knows, we may get into the playoffs.
Yeah, he's definitely going to leave his mark on that program once he moves on.
There's no doubt.
Coach, as you do move through the league schedule here, what kind of things are you guys working on as you look to work your way into that playoffs?
You know, we have so many different defenses being thrown right out at us, Mike. But, you know, it's a continuation of, you know, how are we attacking this? You know, we're not a set team. We don't run a lot of set plays. We're a motion team and a tempo team. But there are certain situations on dead balls, things like that, where that we have to be ready for how to attack various defenses that are being attacked.
Well, Coach, we obviously will be talking about your team here at KFKA, just with you being around and all of us being around. So I appreciate your time today and joining me.
Absolutely. And you do such a great job with your program. And I have to thank you for filling in for me yesterday during the Unified camp.
No, I appreciate the opportunity. The more practice I can get behind this microphone, the better I can do. So.
Well, it's a pleasure, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. That is Fort Collins head basketball coach Bruce Dick. He also hosts Coach Speak here on KFKA Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. So more Preps Talk, if you're interested, is available right there, 10 to 11 Monday through Friday, and then here on Preps Rewind at 10 to 11 on Saturday. We're going to hop out for our last break here, and then on the other side, as always, we will have our Preps Rewind Power Rankings, the five teams in the area that I think have the best chance of bringing home a state championship. You're listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
You heard it. It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. These are the teams from 5-1 on the boys and girls basketball side that I think have the best chance of going and winning a state championship. Let's jump right in on the girls side. Number five, we have a new number five this week, Resurrection Christian. They are 11-3, 4-1. They have a plus 300 point differential. They're only allowing 36 points per game this season. They're led by Olivia Klein at 16 points per game and Mackenzie Flickman at 12 points per game. Their three losses this season are to Holy Family, Mountain Vista, and University, all quality teams. Resurrection Christian, number five. The girls continue here. Number four, Fort Collins. They're 12-3, 5-1. They lost to Monarch last time out, 47-43. I'm giving them a little bit of a pass, though, as they had played Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and that Tuesday game is when they lost. So they only had Sunday off. They haven't had a lot of time to get out there and practice. They're led by Avery Alcarez. but there's many potential scorers on this team. Fort Collins hangs out at the number four spot. And the top three stay the same again this week. Number three, Briggsdale. They're now 10-1, and they continue to just play solid basketball. Jenna Kreiss continues to lead the way, averaging 25 points per game. She is getting plenty of help now, though, from Kale Clem. This team is tough on D, averaging 18 steals a game. Briggsdale, the defending state champions, looking to repeat their number three in the girls' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Number two, University. They've won seven in a row. They're 14-2. Their two losses, oddly enough, were back-to-back games when they played Holy Family and Lutheran. This team has what it takes. This team takes the ball away very well. They're averaging 14 steals per game. They also share the ball when on offense very well. They average 14 assists per game. University has tons of scorers, and they play really good defense. University number two. And number one for the girls' Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Roosevelt. They just continue to do what they do. They have scored 1,032 points this season while only allowing 432. That is a plus 600 point differential. They average 73 points per game. They average 21 steals per game and 17 assists per game. They continue to dominate. They lost their first game of the season to Cherry Creek, who is a quality 6A team. And now they've won 13 in a row since then. Roosevelt number one in the Girls Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Roosevelt one, University two, Briggsdale three, Fort Collins four, Resurrection Christian five. Let's jump over to the boys' side. One note on the boys' side, we've had Loveland Classical in the last few weeks. They actually had to forfeit four of the games early in the season. I don't know why, but that's really messed with their record. We'll see if they even get into the playoffs now. Number five on the boys' side, Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Windsor. They've won seven in a row, including wins over a good Silver Creek team, a good Mead team, and Holy Family. They have found their footing. They're led by UNC head coach Steve Smiley's son, Madden Smiley, who's averaging 16 points per game. A team that shares the ball well. They average 15 assists per game. Windsor with their first showing in the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. Number four, Windsor Charter Academy. With the loss to Highland, they drop a little. Still a very good team with lots of potential. I think they need to find that third scorer to help out Shams and Ball. In that loss against Highland, Kellen Ball had 34 points. So they can put the Shams and Ball can score. They need to find one helper to carry that load. Number three in the boys' edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Highland. Last week when we talked, they were 5-4. Now they're 9-4 with wins over Windsor Charter Academy and a scrappy Platte Valley team. This team can fill it up with three players averaging 12 points per game or more, led by Sawyer Morgan at 17 points per game and Carson Steinke at 16 points per game. Number two, Fort Lupton. They're 13-1, 4-0. They have won eight in a row now. And the one loss that they had, one of the super sophomores was was injured that game and wasn't able to play. This team commits to playing defense and can score. The one question is, can the two sophomores continue to hold up with the pressure as they get deeper and deeper into this season? Fort Lupton, number two. Number one, they've been there for a while now, Resurrection Christian. They're 11-1, 5-0. Their only loss is to a very good Lutheran team at Lutheran. They've bounced back since with four wins in a row, with wins over Eaton Valley, Sterling, and Berthoud. Big challenge against Riverdale Ridge coming up for Resurrection Christian. They are number one in the Preps Rewind Power Rankings on the boys' side. Number one, Resurrection Christian. Number two, Fort Lupton. Number three, Highland. Number four, Windsor Charter Academy. And number five, Windsor. That is this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. As we kind of look forward to what the playoffs and all that kind of stuff are going to look at, we talked about that. The basketball season is kind of winding down. One of the things that we can look at now is we could look at the new rankings for wrestling. Looks like we just have team rankings at this point. The full rankings for boys and girls wrestling teams are not out yet for this week. And wrestling is one of those weird sports as we inch closer and closer to the end of the season. These kids are trying to figure out, okay, is that top wrestler going to stay at that weight class? Or is this top wrestler going to stay at this weight class? So they kind of have to move themselves around a little bit, and they want to find the one that gives them the best opportunity. So some of these wrestlers may be trying to cut a few extra pounds to get down a weight class, or maybe they're just eating like crazy and they're going to wrestle up a weight class. On the girls' side, as we talk about the team rankings, Pomona continues to be number one. The only teams in the area that are ranked are Loveland at number six. Loveland continues to be ranked in the top 10. And Meade has jumped into that top 10 ranking on the girls' side. As we look at the boys' wrestling rankings, I know that in the 4A and 3A, that is dominated by our area. As we let's talk about 5A first, though. Pomona is the number one ranked team, just a quality wrestling program down there at Pomona. Pooter is the only team in the area ranked at number seven in that 5A classification. As we move into 4A, like I talked about, this is just kind of pure domination by our area at the 4A level and at the 3A level. The number one team at the 4A level, that is Windsor. Windsor with just a bunch of quality wrestling. And Thompson Valley is number five. Roosevelt is number six. And I skipped over Meade. Meade is number two. So Windsor one, Meade two. Thompson Valley is six. Roosevelt is five. And then as we move into 3A, Brush, the number one team in 3A. Eaton is number three. Valley, number seven. Fort Lupton, number eight. And Severance, number nine. So let's count that up. One, two, three, four, five of the top 10 teams at 3A are right here within, you know, maybe a 50-mile radius of us sitting here at KFKA. As we wrap up this week's show, I would really like to thank Micah on the other side of the glass. Once again, always keeping me in line. Thank you to Coach Bruce Dick for joining us. And thank you to Windsor head coach Karen Nichols for joining us. You've been listening to Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.